이라에서
Today's Amud is Sukkah Chaf Amud Beis. We're holding on Chaf Amud Beis, five lines from the top by the words Amar Mar. So we're really in the middle of a sugya. We mentioned the sheet of Reb Daisa, that Reb Daisa held that you're allowed to use all mats for Schach. Mats are seemingly not Makabel Tumah, and therefore you could use a mat as Schach. However, then we mentioned the Mishnah, that there was a Machlaikis between Rabbi Daisa and the Chachamim about Chaitzalos. That Rabbi Daisa held that they're only Mekabel Tumas Meis, and the Chachamim said they're even Mekabel Tumas Medrash, but everybody holds that they're Mekabel Tumah. The Shailuf, they're also Mekabel Tumas Medrash. Everybody holds that these Chaitzalos are Mekabel Tumah. And we mentioned two different shitas regarding what chaitzalos are. Rav Avdimi Baramduri said it was these bags that the shepherds would use, and they would also fall asleep, they would put their heads on it at night to go to sleep. And Reish Lakish said that the chaitzalos refers to mats. So says the Gemara now, Amar Mar, we just said that kol chaitzalos metamin tmei meis tivir Rabbi Daisa, that the shita of Rabbi Daisa is that they're only mekabel tumas meis, as opposed to the chachamim that they're also mekabel medrash. But everybody holds b'atzim that they're mekabel tumas meis. Now we said that according to Reish Lakish, that chaitzalos refers to mats. So if so, frek the Gemara v'hatanya, but we learned in the Braisa that v'chein hayo Rabbi Daisa aymer kedvarav, that Rabbi Daisa said like Rabbi Yosi that you could use mats for schach. If you could use mats as schach, that would seem to indicate that they're not mekabel tumah. So there's a stira in Rabbi Daisa. Are mats mekabel tumah? Like he says, that kol chaitzalos, which we're saying, refer according to Reish Lakish, means mats, that Rabbi Daisa holds that they are mekabel tumah. It is considered a kli. But then we have Rabbi Daisa by sukkah, by hilchos sukkah, by schach, that says that you're allowed to use the mats as schach. So says the Gemara, like Asha. It depends if the mats have a rim to it. If the mats are just flat and there's no rim, so then it's not considered a kli. That's when Rabbi Daisa said that you could use the mats as schach, because it's not a kli. This other Mishnah which says, kol ha-chaitzalos, that according to Rabbi Daisa, that their tummy, that's considered a kli, that's when it has a rim. Being that it has a rim, you could hold fruit in it, it will stay in, it won't fall over the sides, because it has a rim. And therefore, it's considered a kli, it has a base kibble. So therefore, it's not a stira, there's two different mats. There's mats with rims, and there's mats without rims. In fact, the Gemara now, again, we mentioned that according to Reish Lakish, it was a machlaikis what these chaitzalos are. According to Rav Avdimi Bar Hamduri, it's a bag that a shepherd would use, and that he would also put his head on when he would go to sleep at night. And according to Reish Lakish, chaitzalos are mats. So the Gemara now is going to ask a kasha on Reish Lakish, who says that chaitzalos refers to mats. If you have these different materials of chaitzalos, whether it's different reeds or sack is goat hair, vishal sfira is horse hair, so in all these cases, it's metamet to meis divi Rabbi Daisa. Rabbi Daisa holds that these are chaitzalos that are metamet to mas meis v'chachamim leim remaf medrash. So the same machlekes that we had in the Mishnah, a machlekes about chaitzalos if they're metamet medrash, Rabbi Daisa holds they're not. It's only mekabel to mas meis, and the Chachamim say that it's even Mekabel Medrash. Besides Tumas Meis, besides Tumah, it's also Mekabel Tumas Medrash. And here, though, the Braisa, like usual, it speaks out more details than it said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah just said a general statement that they have a Machlaikis about Chaitzalos. Here in the Braisa lists the different materials of the Chaitzalos that they argue about. So now says the Gemara, Bishlam Lamanda Amar Mazuvle, it makes sense if you go like Rav Avdimi Bar Hamdure, that these Chaitzalos refers to these shepherd bags, so now everything makes sense. Shal sham v'shal gemi, so it makes sense that a bag that was made of these different reeds, that they're mekabel tumah, even though they're not woven nicely, it has big holes in it, but still it makes sense that it's considered a kli, because chazu l'kinsa depere, you could put in large fruits, even though it has holes, it's not woven nicely, there's big holes, but you could put in even larger fruit, and then it won't fall out. Shall sack v'shal sfira, it makes sense that sack and sfira, the different goat hairs or horse hairs, that's mekabel tumah, because that has very tiny holes. Chazu l'gul kevitzani, that's fit even for smaller things. It won't fall out because it has very small holes. It's woven very nicely. El lamand amar machtzalois, but according to Reish Lakish, who says that chaitzalois refers to mats, so we're not talking about a bag. We're referring to machtzalois mamish, we're referring to literal mat, so there's no base kibul. So now Bishlam shall sacrifice Sira Chazulu Parsi Vinafasa. So it makes sense that the materials that are woven very nicely, the goat hairs and the horse hairs, so that has a use. That could be used as a Leparse, as a window shade, or a Nafasa, or as a sieve, being that it has very fine holes, it's very small holes. So you could use it as a window shade or as a sieve, and it works very nicely, so that's why it's Mekabel Toma. Ela shall sham bishal gemi, but if it's made out of sham and gemi, it has very large holes, so lemay chazu, so what's it fit for? How could it be that it's Mekabel Toma? Right? Everybody holds it's Mekabel Toma. Rabbi Dice and the Chachamim. It was a shayla if it's also Mekabel Medris. But everybody holds it's Mekabel Tumas Meis. So why? What makes it into a kli? Says the Gemara, Chazu l'naz yasa. Because it has a tachlis and it's used as a kli. In what way? It's used l'naz yasa, which means to cover over beer barrels. So since it could be used as a kli to cover over beer barrels, that's why it has a shame. Kli and it's Mekabel Tumas. Therefore, there's no kash on Reish Lakish, even if it refers to mats, even if machzalis refers to mats. So it's still, we can understand why even mats with large holes would be Mekabel Tuma, because you could put them over beer barrels. Ika de Amri, some have a different version of the Shakavataria, that Bishlam Alaman de Amr Machzalis Mamish, that Adrava, Bishlam according to Reish Lakish, it makes sense according to Reish Lakish. I understand why each type of mat is Mekabel Tuma. The mats with the larger holes that are not woven nicely, so it's used as a beer cover. It makes sense. The materials that have the smaller holes, so you could use it as a window shade or as a sieve. But according to Rav Dimi Baram Dure, that the machzalis refers to marzuvle, it refers to the shepherd bags. So bishlama shall sak v'shal sfira. I understand if it refers to the bags that have the small holes. So it's fit for it to hold things that are small. But the bags that are made out of sham and gemi that have very large holes, so how is it a bag? You can't put anything inside of it. Whatever you put in is just going to fall right out. Says the Gemara, it's still Mekabel Tumah. It's still a kli. Why? Because chazu lekinsa de peri, because you could put in even larger fruit. So that's in the according to this version, we understood as a given already. We understood already how Reish Lakish would understand the brisa. The question was how Rav Avdimi Baram Duri would understand, and to that we answered that it's referring to large fruit, and that's why everything is considered a clean mekabel tuma. Says the Gemara, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Chananya, Kishiradity Lagoyla. When I went from Eretz Yisrael Lagoyla, when I went to Chutz Laretz, why would a person go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz? Says Rashi, that he went to Chutz Laretz, La'aber Shana, to teach them about the calendar, to be Ma'aber the Shanim, to teach them about when Yomtiv falls out. That was why he went to Chutz Laretz. So anyways, he said when he went to Chutz Laretz, that Matsasi Zakein Echad, I found a certain sage, V'amarli, and the sage said to me, that Misakhim Bebudya, that you're allowed to use mats for Schach. Ukshabasi Eitz Rabbi Yeshua Achi Abba, however, when I got to my uncle, Rabbi Yeshua, my father's brother, Haida Lidvarav, he agreed that you could use mats for Schach. Amar Rav Chista, v'hud lesle gedanfa. However, Rav Chista qualified that halacha, that it's only if it doesn't have a rim, like we said before. Amar Ula, hani budisa de b'nei mechuza. These mats that they have, that the B'nai Mechuza use, il malik kir shalahem, if not for their rim, misachem bu, you would have been able to use it as schach. Now that it has a rim, so now you can't use it as schach. Without that, you would have been able to use it. Tani nami hachi, misachem bebudya, v'miyesh lahen kir, ein misachem bahen. That you could use mats, they're not Mekabel Tuma, a mat is not Mekabel Tuma, however, if it has a rim, so then you cannot use it as schach, because then it is Mekabel Tuma, like we said, hajj, we'll start the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hayoshein Tachas Amita. So a person who sleeps underneath a bed, basukkah, inside of a sukkah. So he's inside the sukkah and he sleeps underneath the bed. So the halacha is lo yotzei yidei chayvasa. He's not yotzei, his mitzvah of living in the sukkah when he sleeps underneath the bed. Who said anything about that there's a chiyuv to sleep? Rashi says that that's one of the ikar functions of how you live. Living means ikar yeshiva sukkah, Rashi says, is achila v'shtia v'sheina. So therefore when the Torah says you have to live in the sukkah for 7 days, so the ikar functions of living is eating, drinking and sleeping. So Ayashin Takas Amita, if you sleep underneath the bed, so now the bed is being mafsik between you and the schach. So then a person is not yaitzei his chiyuv of sleeping in the sukkah if he sleeps in that manner. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda's chaylik, Rav Yehuda says, that noyagin hayinu, shayinu yeshenim tachas amita b'fnei hazakenim. It's not true. You could sleep underneath a bed. And Rav Yehuda says, once again, I'll bring you a story to prove it, that we did it. We were sleeping underneath the beds in front of the zakenim, in front of the tamid chachamim. V'loy amru lanu davar. They never said anything to us. So you see that it's mutter to sleep underneath the bed inside the sukkah. However, says the Mishnah, Reb Shimon says, here Reb Shimon brings a maisa now to show that the halacha is like the Tanakama, that you're not allowed to sleep under a bed. Reb Shimon says, I'll bring you a story that you're not allowed to sleep under a bed. Maisa b'tavi avdei shel Rabbi Gamliel. There was a story with Tavi, the famous Eved of Rabbi Gamliel. Shahayu yashen tachas amita. He was sleeping underneath the bed in the sukkah. Va'amar lehen Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel, he turned to his chaveirim, his zakenim. He said to the other tamidei chachamim that were in his sukkah, he said, Re'isam Tavi Avdi, do you see my good Evet Tavi, Shu Tamil Chacham, he's a big Tamil Chacham, V'yadeya Sha'avadim Peturin Min HaSukkah, he knows that Avadim are parted from sukkah, L'fichach Yashinu Tachas Amita, therefore he knows it's okay for him to sleep underneath the bed. Look how big of a Tamil Chacham he is. L'fi Darkeinu L'manu, now from this story we understood, Sha'yashin Tachas Amita L'yatzi Yedei Chayvasa. You see from the story that one who sleeps under a bed is not yaitzei. Therefore, Rabbi Gamliel showed off that, look, Tavi my Eved, he knows that you could sleep under a bed because he's not chayiv in mitzvahs, he's not chayiv in the mitzvah of living in the sukkah. It's a mitzvah that says shazman grama. We'll see more about that in the Gemara, and therefore he's sleeping underneath the bed. Now, Taisus brings on the Yushalmi that the reason why he dafka went underneath the bed is because he wanted to leave room for the other Tamidei Chachamim in the sukkah. He didn't want to take up space, so therefore, that's what Rav Gamliel was saying. He knows that he can't really, he doesn't want to really be in here, but he knows that sleeping underneath the bed is okay for him because he's not chayiv anyway. So why bechlal was he in the sukkah? If he wanted to leave room for the Tamidei Chachamim, so just get out of the sukkah. Why did he dafka want to stay in the sukkah and underneath the bed? Says Taisus, because he wanted to hear the Divrei Chachamim, he wanted to hear the conversations, therefore he dafka stayed in the sukkah. It's interesting, the Mefarshim point out that this halacha batzim of our Mishnah is just a halacha living in the sukkah underneath the bed. We could have spoken about a person who eats underneath his bed, or he drinks underneath his bed. So maybe the pshat is because you're not allowed to have food and drinks underneath the bed. The Mefarshim, the Bikur Yaakov says in Siman Tafresh Lamed Beis Sifka and Aleph that the reason why the Mishnah dafka speaks about a person who sleeps underneath the bed is because the sleeping is the most chomer out of the three. Rashi told us that there are three main functions of a sukkah: eating, drinking, and sleeping. Some mention also hanging out, latayelba, to hang out. But Rashi says that the three main functions of the sukkah are eating, drinking, and sleeping. Says the Bikur Yaakov, the most chomer out of the three is sleeping. And that's something we're going to see in the Gemara later on Daf Chavavim and Aleph, that even though when it comes to eating and drinking, a person's allowed to have an achilas aray, a snack outside of the sukkah, when it comes to sleeping, you're not even allowed to take a nap outside of the sukkah. So in some way, sleeping is the most chomer out of the three, says the Bikur Yaakov, says the Aruch HaNer, that's why the Mishnah Dafka spoke about the case of a yashin, tachas amita, because that's the most chomer one. Bez Hashem will go weiter in the following shir.